This lecture is comprised of an audio readout of the VirtuePath implementation worksheet. As noted in the introductory lecture, the implementation worksheet is the key working document you will use to achieve your VirtuePath goals. Before we list out the contents of the worksheet, please take note that there are two downloadable resources associated with this lecture. The first is a hard copy of the worksheet itself. Many have elected to print out this file and then use it as a checklist towards planning and implementing their VirtuePath objectives. The second is a downloadable, audio-only version of the lecture, which you can listen to, like a podcast, while on the go. We now begin the lecture by first describing VirtuePath in a single, summary sentence to set out our overall direction. And it goes like this. VirtuePath. Purify your thought centers to increase perspective and your peace of mind. We'll now list out VirtuePath's overall strategy in a single paragraph to better frame our discussion going forward. And here it is. Through VirtuePath, discover the all-important link between the quality of your life and the quality of your thoughts. VirtuePath teaches that our thoughts are just as real as anything else in the universe, and like seedlings, they take root, sprout, and grow, and that their originating DNA is passed to all things that follow. That is to say, our thoughts grow into something permanent and progressively larger. VirtuePath provides fresh new insights toward developing better quality thoughts toward uplifting and optimizing your life. The following summarizes VirtuePath's key objectives in a brief Q&A format. 1. What is the final objective and outcome of VirtuePath? To improve the quality of your thoughts. 2. What are the benefits of VirtuePath? You will acquire a clearer, more peaceful, and constructive vision of your life and the world. 3. What pathway will help me achieve these objectives? You will achieve your goals by packing purity as truth and virtue into your thought centers. 4. What are my thought centers? Your core disposition and the points of origin of your thoughts. 5. What gem will help focus my energy on my VirtuePath goals? A clear quartz gem. We'll now recite sections 1 to 3 of the worksheets. Section 1. Discussion. Be careful what you wish for, your thoughts are very real. Once you release them into the universe, they progressively take up more and more space. I.e., they are here to stay. In many ways they are like magic beans. Once you set them, they take root and sprout. They become permanent fixtures and grow into a larger and larger organism. You will have to progressively tend to and interact with them, and take on all they produce. If they begin them with virtue, you will gladly support and sponsor them as they grow ever more gorgeous and enduring relationships. Likewise, if the seeds you plant are uninspired, mean, and greedy, you will reap what you sow. Pesky and thorny weeds which undermine your foundation and livelihood. You will have to waste exceptional energies tending to them and may have to eventually uproot them. All the while sapping your energy, pulling you away from more beautiful experiences, and possibly damaging your reputation. Thus, to optimize the condition of your larger life, you need to optimize the character of your thoughts. Through controlling the character of how you think, you can grow the kind of enchanted larger life you always imagined. VirtuePath will show you the way. This completes Section 1. We'll now start Section 2, which describes VirtuePath's targets, goals, preparations, and expectations in more detail. Section 2. Essential VirtuePath targets and goals. The goal of VirtuePath is to improve the quality of your thoughts towards improving your inner peace, perspective, and well-being. Basic approach toward nurturing your thought centers. The basic approach of VirtuePath is to fill the thought centers of your life with purer and more virtuous thoughts via implementing the mindful practices of meditation, yoga, and positive reflection. Virtue Path Preparation Expectations. 1. Keep a daily journal to centralize your notes and to track and record your thoughts and thought chatter. Be sure to list insights to your struggles and achievements to build a dialogue with what you are trying to achieve and to provide encouragement when you feel down. 2. Pick up a few good books on meditation, mindfulness, positive thinking, and yoga. 3. Pick up a clear quartz gem to hold and focus your energy while practicing Virtue Path. 4. Changing a lifetime of thought patterns takes time, so take a long-term view. Expect to make a 3-12-month investment at minimum to get your thoughts into a better and more meaningful space. So, pick out 1 to 3 Virtue Path habits as a start and then add a few more once you set your initial batch of habits into motion. Additional Virtue Path tools and resources. 1. Read the Virtue Path mantra on a regular basis to refresh and realign your focus. 2. Maintain some form of action list to set goals and track your progress. Post it in a conspicuous place, on your refrigerator, near your computer, or on your bathroom mirror, and keep a photo in your phone so you can quickly refer to it. This completes section 2. We'll now start section 3, which outlines the steps required to purify your thought centers. Section 3. Use the following 5 key steps to clean up your thought centers. Step 1. Learn how thoughts grow into larger things. 1. Learn how the universe's creative process works. In particular, glean how through producing pure and powerful centers, nature grows an equally well-formed creation about it. As a practitioner of Virtue Path, your main goal is to honor this mighty tradition, i.e., to cultivate pure and virtuous centers of thought. 2. Understand that the beginning point of all things carries forward into the larger organism forming about it. 3. Learn how your thoughts, like all other things in the universe, grow into larger things. 4. Use Greg's books Heart of the Universe and 7 Paths to Power to understand and master these concepts. Step 2. Habits to improve your mindset, i.e., how to improve the starting points of your thoughts. As CenterPath teaches, our thoughts, reactions, actions, and choices are shaped by our beliefs and basic mindset. Thus, if you want to give your thoughts the best chance of being an inspired success, you need to enrich your core disposition. By nurturing a more genuine and positive outlook, you will have created a fertile garden from which equally healthy thoughts can emerge and grow. A significant component of practicing mindfulness is self-introspection, which by better understanding ourselves, contributes to stabilizing and enhancing our core disposition. To this end, write out and evaluate each of the following items in your Virtue Path journal. 1. Question your thoughts and memories. Are they simply repetitive habits, or do they reflect what is real and right, thoughtful and truthful? 2. Consider why you hold beliefs. Are they true and factful, or are you just repeating something you read or were taught? 3. Ask yourself why you hold something important and dear. Is it of pure and good intent? 4. List out the things that make you upset and angry. Work to progressively address and diffuse such items as they have a direct impact on your mood and feelings. 5. Worrying is natural but part of fretting, but a lot of it arises from being a perfectionist and thinking we can control everything. Thus, identify your worries and consider if a large part of that worry is trying to improve something to the nth degree of trying to control something that you have little control over and ability to influence. 6. Take the time to think about events in your life. Think about how you and others acted, reacted, and interacted in order to better understand yourself and others, and to better approach the next similar type of event in your life. Step 3. Habits to purify your thoughts. Meditation. Learn to better control the character and content of your thoughts, i.e., make them purer and more virtuous through practicing meditation. 1. Take up meditation as a long-term practice. Its goal of silencing the mind. i.e., bringing it to stillness and nothingness is the perfect point of departure from which pure thoughts can arise. It is the ideal condition from which to begin generating pure and positive thinking. 2. Meditation also serves to reduce the chatter in our mind, which is heavily weighted towards worries, anxieties, and thoughts of missing out. By reducing these largely over-exercised thoughts, we free up space for realer, brighter, and more positive things to emerge and flourish. 3. Make sure you take the time to meditate each day. Try to set a fixed time, but if that is not possible, just make sure you find the time. Working parents would do themselves well by taking 20 to 30 minutes when they arrive home from work, with the understanding no interruptions from other house members unless there is an emergency. 4. Practice this when worrisome thoughts arise. Write out the concern and then list ways you might address them. For instance, you might say to a worrisome thought on your career advancement, "The impulse driving me to think I must be a boss is a falsehood created by society," i.e., the message is you must get ahead of others. Say to yourself, "We all can't be bosses, and society wrongly ignores the importance of career satisfaction, which is actually the correct goal. I am secure in my current job and love what I am doing. If I continue to grow and enjoy my work, I might consider a next opportunity, managerial or otherwise, if it is something new or interesting." Use this template of placing things in a more truthful context for other worrisome thoughts that present themselves to you. 5. Use VirtuePath in conjunction with HeartPath, especially related to considering decisions or resolving conflicts. As HeartPath shows us, when our heart speaks, that is usually the best path to follow, so use her advice to help resolve your thought dilemmas. Step 4. Habits to purify your thoughts. Positive thinking. Our minds tend to default to negative memories and conflicts. While there are deep-rooted, evolutionary reasons for this, negative thoughts tend to dominate our psychic energy and usually much more than necessary. It becomes hard to shake free of the negative thought patterns that form. Thus, pick up a book on positive thinking to supplement your meditation and mindfulness practices. Also, make these general habits part of your routine. 1. Write out what you are grateful for on a regular basis. I like to start my days with a small prayer on why I'm grateful, how others have been kind and helpful to me, and how I will strive to help others today. 2. The only part of a newspaper I read are the funnies. They are a great way to lighten up your mood and gain insights to life. Also, look online for some highly entertaining videos like Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. Seriously fun and mood uplifting stuff. 3. Who doesn't feel better when you are around sincere and positive people? So, seek out and cultivate relationships with gifted souls whose outlook is not only contagious, but also provides a reliable source of mentorship towards approaching and addressing life's challenges. 4. The basic idea of positive thinking to focus on the good side of things, i.e., adopt the glass is half full perspective. So, write out both sides of the story and affix to the half full side and work to minimize the half empty portion. 5. Recognize your thought patterns and memories are just that, a pattern. They can be mistaken or skewed. Through analyzing and challenging your impressions and thought patterns, you have the opportunity to better understand them and possibly rewire them to a more accurate and promising narrative. Step 5. Other habits towards purifying your thought centers. 1. Take up yoga. It provides yet another great platform which to center and cleanse your thoughts. 2. Get adequate rest. Tired minds don't think or work as well as rested minds. 3. Take steps to slow your life and quieten it by moving away from the madness of the media, television, and the internet. The act of simply being away from the tsunami of negativity they create will naturally help you to silence your mind. 4. Organize your thoughts. What better way to have clearer thoughts than to have them organized? Sketch out your thoughts, plans, and activities on a piece of paper, a to-do list, and or a mind map to get better organized. 5. Keep a handwritten journal. The best way to develop a dialogue with your thoughts is to write them out. It's also therapeutic to see them on a piece of paper outside yourself. 6. The roots of all religions are pure, good, and promote rightful thinking and therefore rightful words and action. Study your favorite religion in more depth to glean great insights into truth and positive thinking and living. All religions have great insights, however some believe Buddhism provides the most quickly accessible format. 7. Pick up items that help you focus pure thoughts. In addition to obtaining a pure quartz crystal as recommended by VirtuePath, consider using candles, singing bowls, aromatherapy, sound meditation, or making a small shrine in your home. This completes section 3. This lecture is now complete. I hope you picked up some great new pointers and insights towards improving the quality of your thoughts and thereby, the peace and perspective in your life. See you in the next lecture where we read out the VirtuePath mantra to summarize and refresh our VirtuePath objectives.